Thanks for listening to BYU Idaho Radio. I'm Adam Small, and right now I'm talking with Sister Linda Ward. She is one of the nursing professors here at BYU Idaho. Sister Ward, thanks so much for talking today.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. Now, I wanted to talk to you. You have a lot of experience as a nurse, and it's kind of what you get into in your devotional talk, which we'll talk about in a minute. Talk to me about your time as a nurse and where you've practiced. And I know at one point in your in the bio that I got of you, some of your history, you actually got to work with Dr./President Nelson at one point.
I did. That was a wonderful experience. Got a scrub in on several open-heart surgeries with him as the surgeon. So great experiences, great memories.
Yeah, that's got to be a great story to tell the grandkids, right? So
they enjoy it, yes.
Yeah, I bet. And then I wanted to talk to you, too, really quick about, because you're a nursing professor, and this last few months have been pretty interesting for students and professors having to do everything over Zoom. And I know that nursing has got to involve a lot of hands-on stuff. I'm not the biggest expert on it, but I mean, I've seen my fair share of, hospitals and doctor's visits and whatnot. How has teaching nursing over Zoom been for you?
It has certainly been a different and challenging semester. Nursing's very hands-on. We have the students in simulation. We have a beautiful simulation lab here at the university, and we have them up doing simulation. We take them for 12-hour shifts every week down to IRMAC in the group that I'm in. They're in ER, they're in ICU, they're on the cardiac floors, and get a lot of great learning hands-on experience. So coming up with how to do that with them all over the country and over Zoom has been challenging, but it has also been rewarding. We've had some great learning experiences and really been able to just focus on the students' ability to clinically think and to apply and look for information. So they will come out of this semester with a knowledge base that will prepare them very well for nursing. And now we just need to move forward and get the hands-on part of it done.
Yeah, and so it's mostly, so what you've been saying, it's been mostly the theoretical and, learning about the practices of nursing and medicine rather than actually going out and getting to do it. Do you have any word on, if you can share, what fall might look like for your classes or potentially getting people back into hands-on work in the nursing program?
We are coming up with plan A, B, C, and D, and maybe a few more than that, like everybody else. But our goal is to get the students back on campus for nursing, work in much smaller groups, be distanced, but get back into simulation. It looks like right now we've been approved to take the students back to the hospitals and start their clinical rotations in the hospital again. So we hope to have a lot more hands-on this fall.
That's awesome. I'm glad that there are plans in place. I think everyone's about ready to get back in the classroom, but I can only imagine like a degree like nursing where it's so hands-on. That's got to feel pretty good to start getting ready to do that again. So, and then the next thing I wanted to talk to you about was just some of the content of your devotional message. Really, the key driving force of the intro of your talk is this crazy and terrifying experience where your husband, Carrie, suffers a brain hemorrhage, and he at one point slips into a coma, and then you ask a relative to come over and give him a priesthood blessing. How has that whole experience affected you in your life?
Oh, it had a profound influence on me in my life. As I share in my talk, went into the nurse mode in the ER that day and was trying to save my husband's life, and he was given a beautiful priesthood blessing and beautiful promises that I initially questioned because of his condition. And as that blessing was answered in our lives and the many, many wonderful blessings that have come about because of it, I have got a profound testimony of the priesthood and the love of God and his role in our lives, and the power of the priesthood. Not, we can't save everybody as nurses and doctors, but the Lord can save who it is his will to save.
Yeah, I can only imagine how crazy that must have been. Something I wanted to ask you too is because you have this interesting background of knowing, you know, your basic medicine and how to treat people and whatnot. And in this time of COVID-19, I wanted to ask you just some of your thoughts about how important you feel the priesthood is, especially right now during this pandemic and everything that we're facing as a society.
Well, I think what's important is that we look at the big picture and that we realize that that our Heavenly Father is in charge and that He has a plan. And as long as we stay faithful and continue to build and strengthen ourselves and the kingdom, there's just a great, great peace and blessing in knowing the end of the story. And our challenge is to get there, to stay worthy, to stay strong, to stay built. And thank goodness we have the priesthood to help us as we need through that. Whether it is not everybody that gets a priesthood blessing survives, you know, and we have to understand the Lord is in charge and it's according to the Lord's will. But to think that the greatest power that there is, and that is the Lord's, our God, our eternal Father's power is available to us, is just a comforting and almost overwhelming thought.
Yeah, absolutely. I totally agree with you. I think that the priesthood is, it's this amazing blessing and this thing that we can use to access the powers of heaven. One random question I wanted to ask you too, and as you talk about the priesthood in your talk, this thought kind of came to mind. We've seen a lot of stuff in the past, you know, especially like the last 6-7 years with trying to understand women's role in the priesthood. And I know that a lot of people have had a hard time understanding that before. Now President Oaks gave that talk about the priesthood in General Conference in 2014. And he taught us clearly that women can, while they can't hold priesthood offices, they can hold priesthood authority to perform their callings, and they have access to priesthood power like everyone. I wanted to ask you, as you've served in probably various callings in the church, how have you felt that access to priesthood power and righteously exercising priesthood authority in your callings?
Well, I love getting set apart. And I listen very carefully to the words that are said when I'm set apart for a new calling, because I consider those to be from the authority of God and giving me special abilities, knowledge, opportunities. And so I think that's one of the great ways that we can be strengthened in our callings through the priesthood. But as a sister in Zion, I have never worried about not holding the priesthood. You know, I have access to it. All through my talk, I would talk about how the priesthood blessed my life personally. So I get all the wonderful blessings without all the wonderful responsibilities that comes with being a priesthood holder. So I have nothing but gratitude for the priesthood.
Yeah, I like what you said about how you focus in on the words of the setting apart, and the blessing that subsequently follows that. I remember a calling I got in a singles ward at one point, and I got this very clear direction that I should like start journal keeping and whatnot. It's so interesting to see that, like, you know, what the person giving you the blessing says and what the Lord wants to convey to you at that time. And I feel like as we, I think that as we access and, you know, try to focus on doing the things that we are said to do in the setting apart and focus on those things, I feel like we get an even more enriching experience in our callings.
I agree. And answers. You know, I remember getting a state calling once that I just thought was overwhelming, and I wasn't the right person for it. There were so many people that were better than to do this calling, and I had a lot of that reservations and questioning of myself and my ability to carry out this big calling. And part of the setting apart, I remember very clearly the state president pausing and then saying, "The Lord is very pleased with you and wants you in this calling." And that just hit me so profoundly that he was aware, you know, of my concerns and answered them in that blessing. And that totally changed my attitude about how I moved forward with that opportunity. So blessings from the priesthood.
Yeah, and I feel like in those callings, it really brings out the uniqueness and individuality of those callings and in those timings when it comes to why the Lord is calling us to those places and specific times. And he really manifests his love through our priesthood leaders that hand down those callings to us. And I think it's amazing. And I thank you for sharing all the thoughts that you've shared so far. I think I wanted to ask you just like one or two last questions before I let you go. Through all the thoughts that you share and everything that you share about the priesthood and share about the experience with you and your husband and the blessings and miracles that you've seen as your time as a nurse, if people could remember one thing from your message, what would you hope that they walk away from that talk remembering?
I hope that they understand that the Lord does know them, and he knows them individually, and he loves them, and he wants to bless them. And sometimes when we most need him, we turn away from him, and that's when we need to turn to him and remember he is there, and he does love us. We need to seek the love of God in our lives.
All right. Awesome. Well, Sister Ward, thank you so much, and we look forward to your devotional.
All right, Adam. Thank you.